This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got last week from one Jerome Powell, chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, something of a vocabulary lesson.
What I mean by transitory is just something that doesn't leave a permanent mark on the inflation process. Again, I don't mean that producers are going to take those price increases back. That's not the idea. It's just that they won't go on indefinitely.
Transitory inflation does not mean disappearing inflation. That is important. So we are going to begin today with those producers Chair Powell was talking about. Their costs of goods sold, all the supplies and raw materials and inputs, have been getting more expensive. Supply chain problems and higher demand, we've been talking about that. But that leaves them on the horns of something of a dilemma: how and when to pass those costs along to customers. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
It seems like everything James Malios has to buy is getting more expensive. He owns a few high-end restaurants in New York, like Amali, a Greek spot in Manhattan, and Bar Marseille, a French restaurant in Queens. And well, first of all, there's the food.
Yeah, shrimp is bad. Steak.
Lamb, it's all getting pricier. So he can't even change the menu, you know, swap out one dish for another to keep prices down.
It's like there's no refuge.
He also buys things like cleaning supplies and napkins and toilet paper for the restaurants.
It's like you're paying the same that you used to pay for, like, you know, whatever, the Charmin, like, super gentle, like, you know, oh, this is lovely toilet paper, and you're getting, like, the economy roll for the same price.
And yet, Malios has only raised menu prices at one of his four restaurants recently.
It's not that I don't think I should. It's just that every restaurateur is always skittish about raising prices because they're afraid of the customer reaction, you know. But economically, like, by the book, yeah, everyone, we should have raised everything 20%, like, you know, 2 months ago.
There's always that fear. Customers get used to paying a certain amount for a steak or an order of lamb chops. And to them, that's the fair price. In Washington, D.C., Amina Ahmad owns a soy candle shop called Handmade Habitat. Mostly she sells online. And she has a system for making pricing decisions. She keeps a spreadsheet with the cost of every single material and supply.
Everything from the wick to the little sticker that goes underneath the wick that makes it centered on the candle, to the warning label, to the lids.
And that spreadsheet is telling her to raise prices. I mean, take the cost of soy wax.
It was probably about $60 for a 50-pound box of wax at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's up to $75 to $100 now.
Like Malios, she's had to think about how long she can absorb these cost increases.
Sometimes you just think maybe you can sit on this for a while, but after a certain amount of time, like after a few months of it not going down, like, we just can't.
Because she'd be losing money, and this is basically a one-woman business. She depends on it for income. So last year, she raised prices between May and July, an off-season, but she was thinking ahead to the holidays.
Because that's the biggest time of year for us. Like, we can't afford to be losing money on every order during December.
The funny thing was, when she did raise prices, people were willing to pay more. She hasn't seen sales drop. Neither has Mark Merle, CEO of Get Maine Lobster in Portland.
We provide lobster dinners, lobster rolls, fish dishes to anyone in the continental U.S., dock to doorstep.
He says the cost of lobster at the dock has doubled over the past year, so he's raised his prices too.
Yeah, for example, we sell a lobster roll kit. It serves 8 people, and we had to increase our price dramatically.
From $160 to $225.
And that didn't really impact sales.
Still, a lot of business owners are wary of increasing prices. Katie Stack owns a company in Virginia called Stitch and Rivet, which makes and sells leather goods and canvas bags. She says the prices she pays for materials, like metal parts and leather hides, have gone up. So while doing some necessary redesigns this year, she also raised her prices. Like, her olive green crossbody zipper bag went from $199 to $232. Here's the thing, though.
Whenever we increase prices, I've always tried to be sure that I'm not just offering people the exact same thing at a higher price. There's nicer hardware, or there's a nicer zipper, or there's a nicer leather handle, or there's more value added.
Because as a small business owner, she says she can't afford to have unhappy customers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.